barely set. Mm-hmm. And then you crack it open and then you just dunk it in and it's like yolk porn times like 5,000. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. But I think that's one of my food memories. That's one of my like nostalgic food memories too. So I think that might be number three for me.
Mm.
Wow. I'm just rediscovering all the ways there are to enjoy an egg right now.
Isn't it
more
beautiful?
Than anything else. Yeah. It's fun.
Especially when you start going like kind of like country to country, because we're talking about the French omelet, the omurice. That made me think of Japanese tamagoyaki.
I was going to bring that up.
Oh,
wow.
Girl.
I just love the intensity of flavor that it has.
Yeah.
It's just it's a beautiful symphony of flavors, like the mirin, the dashi, the sugar, and the egg. It's just so well-rounded, and it's beautiful.
Did you ever see Jiro Dreams of Sushi?
Of course, yeah.
There's that scene where the dude has been apprenticing for Jiro and talks about how you can't work for Jiro unless you're able to wring out a towel full of boiling water with your bare hands.
Dang.
Which I feel like I'm ready.
Oh, yeah. You've been practicing. Shucks. I've been dedicating 20% of my life to be able to wring out a hot towel to work for Jiro Dreams of Sushi.
Jiro, I'll devote 10% of my life. But there's that scene where the apprentice, after like 10 years and hundreds of attempts, he finally gets the tamagoyaki right.
Yeah.
And apparently, like, on the first try, Jiro spits it out, and he's like, this is trash, go back to work. And he starts breaking down, crying. And this isn't even, when we think of sushi, like, especially at, you know, that level of Jiro, like, he's going to these octopus fishermen that have been fishing the same hole for octopus for 100 years.
Amazing.
And he found that massaging an octopus for exactly 97 minutes is what makes it the best. But this ain't, like, raw fish preparation. This is eggs.
This is eggs.
And that shows like how difficult it is and how much precision it takes to cook eggs properly.
Sure does.
And we tried to make tamagoyaki, me and Trevor.
You did. But you know what? There's ways you can still satisfy the craving of tamagoyaki without having the artistry behind it.
You just put sugar in eggs and scramble it up.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. So we talked about the best ways to cook an egg. Let's talk about the worst ways to cook an egg.
I might have a really hot take here.
Oh my God, what is it?
Sunny side up. I believe sunny side up might be the worst way to cook an egg.
I hate sunny side up eggs.
I mean, there's like a lot more egg fudgery going on, like cloud eggs. You seen that?
Oh, ew, cloud eggs. Ew, what?
What they do is they whip egg white into like an unseasoned, unsweetened meringue.
Ugh.
And then you pop it onto like a sheet. It's
cloud eggs, more like cloud eggs. Wow, funny girl.
It's a joke for three people.
10 points for Gryffindor.
Then you like put the yolk inside this nest of gross egg foam and then bake it and then it makes no sense to me.
It makes no sense to me.
But either. To me, sunny side up eggs are kind of, they look very pretty. And there was an era in restaurants where every fancy burger got a sunny side up egg. So many dishes were topped with a sunny side egg because it looks cool on the gram. But to me, you're always going to have either unset whites. And I've tried so many ways of cooking it, right? And if you put a lid on it, you put a little bit of steam in the pan, it clouds the yolk.
Yeah, it clouds the yolk.
Mm-hmm. And so that defeats the purpose. You might as well just make an over easy egg and flip it.
Yeah.
Which I agree with. And I love over easy. I especially love over medium eggs, despite giving you crap for it earlier.
I knew you did. I mean, know you do.
It's a great way to cook an egg. But to me, sunny side up, you're sacrificing one thing for another. To me, it's like a cookie ice cream sandwich. You either get cold cookies or hot ice cream. They can't coexist.
What? Cold cookies are good, though.
What?
Cold cookies are good.
Also, cookies are best served hot.
No. The way that those ice cream sandwiches are constructed, the cookies
factory
are
ones.
Yeah.
Those are the good ones.
Yeah.
I have a vendetta against people trying to make like fancy ice cream cookie sandwiches.
Okay. Have you ever been
Let's
to Diddy
talk
Reese?
About this now.
Have you ever been to Diddy Reese?
This is Diddy Reese works. So Diddy Reese is a place in Westwood, Los Angeles where Nicole grew up and I went to college. They serve ice cream cookie sandwiches for what? Like